is Candace Owens a Jew-hating bigot? That's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here. Let's just pop my headphones on. We're going to listen to Candace Owens and let's see if we agree with this article, or shall we read the article and then listen? Let's listen first. Let's see if I could draw this up here. Here we go. All right, let's see if we can listen in on this.
Kanye West, notoriously, obviously, when he tweeted out, "I'm about to go DEFCON 3 on some Jews," and the media freaked out, and people in the Jewish community were understandably very scared, not knowing what he meant. And I very much abstained from speaking much about the issue because people were so emotional that people couldn't hear, even if I had shared. And even when Kanye did share that he was speaking about specific people in Hollywood that he believed were coming after him and were trying to control him, Rabbi Shmuley Boteach was threatening me. And it wasn't just him, it was also his daughter, messaging me saying, "Don't mess with Jews." Very bizarre stuff, and they have not stopped. Clear. And so what I believe is something that should be explored is whether or not what's happening is that, just like within all communities, there are gangs, right? Gangs can form, we understand this. In the Black community, we've got the Bloods, we've got the Crips. Well, imagine if the Bloods and the Crips were doing horrific things, murdering people, controlling people with blackmail. And then every time a person spoke out about it, the Bloods and the Crips would call those people racist, would get the media to say those people were racist. Any person that was talking about a specific gang.
Well, it sounds familiar to me. Don't Democrats, far left-leaning people do such things? They certainly do. I've been certainly called racist because of my political and Christian beliefs, but let's keep listening.
Gang, a small group of people would say, "Oh my God, no. That's like slavery. You can't at all say anything bad about the Bloods and the Crips." Then the entire Black community believed it and was scared and thought, "Oh my God, like, is slavery actually coming back?" But what if that is what is happening right now in Hollywood, if there is just a very small ring of specific people who are using the fact that they are Jewish to shield themselves from any criticism?
Again, everything that she's saying here can apply to how the left deals with someone who they disagree with. And unfortunately, the left, they own too much of the media, social media platforms, such as the one I'm speaking on here, and mainstream media, and they get to be radical and spin things the way they want to. And because I speak out against the evilness of what they're doing, then I am labeled a transphobic, a homophobic, and all the rest of it.
It's food for thought, right? And I think, again, there have been enough people that are speaking out about a ring in Hollywood, also a ring potentially in DC, that we should start to ask those questions. All of us, Black, Spanish, Jewish, Chinese, Japanese, all Americans should want answers, because this appears to be something that is quite sinister.
Okay, so I wanted to play that first before I started to read the article, just for context, as my pastor liked to put it. I love my pastor, Pastor Joe. Shout out to Pastor Joe. SBC, Second Baptist Church, South Hadley. All right, so let us get into this. You can often hear a person's real opinions when they are very drunk. This is true. When I unfortunately used to drink, and this is what for many of you who've been watching this show, this is a completely different show than it used to be, My Random Thoughts. It was all about me, for lack of a better word, airing my dirty laundry, and sometimes I'd be drunk. I think one time I even fell out the chair. So it was, so yes, you do definitely let out your real opinions when you're very drunk. But it doesn't have to be drunk on alcohol. The Bidens, Hillary Clintons, and other politicians who get drunk on power, well, you're leaving a lot out. You're leaving a lot out. Why didn't you not mention the Obamas? But I digress. And other politicians who get drunk, and the Bushes, on power, have repeatedly let slip their honest feelings without remorse. Remember deplorables? Yeah, I remember that, Hillary. You called me a deplorable. I remember that. Often, celebrities get so drunk on fame and their ego that they let out their deep beliefs in outrageous words and actions. And I remember a best friend of mine, Benny, back in the day when I was at the peak of my fame and I couldn't go anywhere without being recognized. And he said that, you know, I told him a story. I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember the exact story, but basically I told him it was an episode where I was in Key West, Florida, and people wanted to, you know, I'd go wherever I'd go out to eat. They wanted to give me free stuff. And I said, I don't like that. And he said, well, you should take advantage of it. Well, that's not who I am. I don't do that. So even if my stardom was still as prominent as it was in 2006 to 2012 or so, I wouldn't do it, because it's not in my nature to take advantage of stuff like that. But anyway, enter Candace Owens. The more she has gotten entranced with her own fame, the more she has let the world see how much she truly hates Jews. This is a woman who is such an anti-Semitic and so ignorant of history that in 2018 she publicly said that Hitler was okay. Now I'm reading this guy, I don't know, I'm quoting this, let's see, I think there's, let me click on the quote here, where did they get this from? Okay, so I'm clicking on the article here, and it says here, Candace Owens says Hitler was okay until he tried to go global. I was looking to see if they had, okay, they do. Let's listen in on what she said here.
Yeah, I agree. I actually don't have any problems at all with the word nationalism. I think that it gets, the definition gets poisoned by elitists that actually want globalism. Globalism is what I don't want. So when you think about, whenever we say nationalism, the first thing people think about, in at least in America, is Hitler. You know, he was a national socialist. But if Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. Problem is that he had dreams outside of Germany.
Okay, let me stop right there. So what she said right there, I don't see anything wrong with what she said right there. You know, I don't know if they took it out of context, but right there, up to this point, before I hit the play button again, what she said there, there's nothing wrong with what she said there. Obviously, she said if he wanted basically to be a nationalist and make Germany great, that would be fine if he stopped there. But she, there's more. She's saying more. Let's see.
He wanted to globalize. He wanted everybody to be German, everybody to be speaking German, everybody to look a different way. That's not, to me, that's not nationalism.
Again, she's not wrong. So he did not, he wanted everyone to be German, and then that's where it goes across the line of being a nationalist. When you take Trump, for instance, he is a nationalist. He wants America to be great, and he's not trying to force everyone to live our values, trying to restore our American American ideals, that the things that made us great.
So, in thinking
about how it could go bad down the line, I don't really have an issue with nationalism. I really don't. I think that it's okay. It's important to retain your country's identity and to make sure.
Again, nothing wrong with what she said there. There's nothing wrong with maintaining your country's identity. But obviously we know Hitler, what he did, the other things, I'm pretty sure she's not saying that stuff is okay.
That what's happening here, which I think is incredibly worrisome in terms of the decrease in the birth rate that we're seeing in the UK, is what you kind of want to avoid. So I have no problems with nationalism. It's globalism that I try to avoid.
Again, so I see nothing wrong. This article, at least they did quote, they just leave the quote from where they, you know, they did have the receipt, for lack of a better word. But again, nothing wrong with what she said here. This is a woman who is such an anti-Semitic that she's ignorant to history. In 2018, she publicly said that Hitler was okay. She did not say that Hitler was okay. Who is writing this article, by the way? Let's see who is writing this article. Rabbi Ducey. Dear Rabbi Ducey, please don't be blinded by your hate. Okay, Rabbi Ducey? You're an idiot. I know my mom doesn't like it when I say that. She says, if you call someone an idiot, she says, I say, God forgive you, because you shouldn't call people an idiot. But mom, some people do things where they're just blinded by rage and hate, and they're being an idiot. And he's blinded by his hate, because I just played for you what she said there. Did she say that Hitler was okay? That's not, they're putting words in her mouth. She said there was being a nationalist is okay. So if he had remained a nationalist, she would have been okay with him. So Mr. Rabbi Ducey, don't be a deuce. All right, her hatred is, I can't, this article is just skewed by lies by this rabbi. You gotta be coming from the left, left leaning, because you are clearly taking her words and making it fit your absurd thinking on what she said. She didn't say that Hitler was okay. Don't be a deuce. And her hubris has let her make comments that are especially outrageous in the aftermath of the tragedies of October 7. Her repeated comments show her hatred of Jews. Again, that's your opinion. This is your opinion. And in my opinion, she is clearly not an anti-Semitic. Her absolute ignorance of history or geopolitics and betray the reality that she is an uneducated airhead. You look in the mirror, because that's how I see you. Reflected right back on you. You're an uneducated rabbi deuce, for lack of a better word. I might say dirty deuce, but that's getting a little bit too gross there. Her brand of a young black female conservative, he says here. A mere month after the horrors of babies being beheaded, women being abused, the R word rhymed with grape. Yeah, we'll say grape. Being graped. And the slew of horrors from Hamas, Owens went on Tucker Carlson's show to speak about how it really wasn't that bad, and why should we even care? After all, she seems to think that Hitler was okay. Again, that's your word. She didn't say that, you deuce. So what's the problem? She wanted to talk about the depravities of Hamas as an academic discussion, and refused to even condemn Hamas. She castigated Ben Shapiro. I'm not a Ben Shapiro fan myself, but I'm not going to be blinded by my not. I could not like someone and still, if they speak something that's truthful, I will say that they spoke something that was truthful, for being passionately pro-Israel, and demonstrated a remarkable ignorance about everything Jewish, including the Holocaust, the history of Israel, the history of the involvement of Jews in the early civil rights movement, and how Kanye West's anti-Semitic comments were a clear expression of Jew hatred. But her appearance a few months ago is not even the exception. I can't keep this. This rabbi is delusional, and so I can't keep reading what he says here. I can't keep reading this article. He's a delusional. He's delusional. He really is. So I'm not gonna read it. I'm not gonna read the full article word for word. If you wanna certainly do that, you can go to pjmedia.com and search for Rabbi Michael Barclay if you want to read this. But it says here, I'm skipping through. Owens has repeatedly tried to justify Kanye West's anti-Semitic comments, like I said there, and wanted to title his 2018 album Hitler. I don't remember that. Okay, I don't really listen to hip hop, but let's see. I think they have the link to the article here where it says monitoring reactions to Kanye West's anti-Semitic comments and posts. I guess his Twitter or X is he goes by Ye or Ye or whatever, I don't know. I myself, if I have to speak on Kanye, has never been, he says a lot of wacky, crazy stuff. Like, remember when he said to George Bush, doesn't care about black people. So I don't like everything that he has to say, especially stuff of the past. So I don't take this man seriously. You don't hold any of these people as a role model. You know, you don't, you really don't. You take what they say with a grain of salt, think for yourself, and live life that way. You don't take these people as a role model. Sir Charles Barkley's another doozy who is going to tell me, hey man, he might as well be like, say the same thing like Biden said when he was on Charlemagne's show, when he says, hey man, if you got trouble deciding whether you want to vote for me or Trump, then you ain't black. I dare you to punch me in the face, Charlie Buki. Anyway, his tweets there, yay, I'm a bit sleepy tonight, but when I wake up, I'm going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. The funny thing is, I actually can't be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jewish. Again, this guy says some wacky stuff, so yeah, I can't take serious anything that he actually says here, because he's a little nutty, in my opinion. Some things he says is okay, but many of his things that he says is nutty. One thing I like what he says is about the streaming companies just screwing over the artists and pulling all your, you know, I think he's going to sell directly to the consumer, which is what would be best for the artist, even myself. If you sell directly to the consumer, that's why I like Bandcamp, because essentially you're selling directly to the consumer. Condemned by everyone, from Adidas to his ex-wife Kim Kardashian, she's another prize. All these people, I don't hold a candle to any of them. I don't respect any of them. I'm not looking up to any of them. She referred to Jews as gangs. Let's see. Hollywood is run by a gang of Jews. Let's see if we have the whole context of what she said there. Let's see. Okay, let's listen. No, I think we heard this one already. Didn't we play this one already? Yeah, again, that's not what she said. She didn't say all of Hollywood. You guys, you rabbi, what kind of rabbi are you? Are you one of those trans rabbis? I don't know. It is a tactic of the leftists to resort to personal attacks when confronted, and Owen has done just that. Let's see here. She attacked the rabbi's family, calling him a thug, monster, and unholy rabbi. Well, I don't know if she's talking about this rabbi that's writing this article, but if it's this rabbi seems douchey. I could tell by how he's writing, how he twists the words, he's douchey. But this is how Owens has always lived her life. Let's see what else here. People don't know. As a 17-year-old, she accused white students of harassment and her family. Sue, I remember her talking about this. I saw, and you know, I bet you he's taking it out of context again, because I wish I had the actual. I was listening to it the other day, where she talked about that, and I don't know where I saw that, but yeah, I can't read any more of this guy's article. I can't take this guy serious. I really can't. So my own opinion, this guy's a deuce. It's really plain as day. He's a deuce. He's just spewing. He's taking her words. I listened to what she said there. She did not say Hitler was okay. If that's the takeaway that you got from it, then you need to take the wax out of your ears, because you're just not hearing her. That's not what she said there. What she said. And again, I'm not a Kanye West fanboy here, because I don't like a lot of the things he said. He's just wacky, and I'm not gonna hold him up as a role model. But what she was saying there, if Hitler, and the keyword is if, he had just stuck to nationalism and making Germany great and not trying to do all the other things that he did, then she would have been okay with that. That's what she said, but you're just trying to twist the words. I can't listen to. Okay. Anyway, that's what leftists does. I don't know this guy. Let's see if I could somehow look this guy up, because he's pissing me off. I don't like people like this. I don't like people like this. This rabbi, because you're a rabbi, doesn't make you always holy. Because, as you know, many people who claim to be a man of God, they do wacky, insane things. And I don't like this guy at all. I don't like you. Not even a little bit. And that's just my own vibes I'm getting off of you. You're a deuce. You really are. You're douchey. You really and truly are. Yeah, he's I'm looking through, skimming through articles here. I don't like this guy. I don't like him at all. I mean, just look at him. I'm just looking at his ugly mug here. Not that I'm being judgmental here, but I'm just saying the ugliness is what I'm saying is, many times you can see the soul through someone's eyes, and I'm looking at, that's what I'm calling ugly. I could see through his eyes, his soul looks like it's not good. I mean, he's just twisting her words. So I don't want to give this guy any more time than I have to. I'm done talking about this rabbi here. So I am curious to know what you think. I am curious for sure, because am I wrong? This guy is just taking her words. She did not say all of Hollywood were just filled with Jewish gang members. That's not what she said. You're just twisting her words. She did not say that Hitler was okay. You're just taking the words and twisting them. You're not being intellectually honest. You really aren't. So why would I take anything else that you say seriously? I won't take anything that you have to say that's serious, because you're essentially lying. That's what you're doing. Anyway, that's all I got. Leave a like, share, and subscribe, and I'll see you next time.